Objective. Transcranial direct current stimulation is a risk-free technique that stimulates the brain using a low-intensity current. Effectively increasing muscle thickness and maximal strength is possible with practical blood flow restriction training. The objective of this research endeavor was to examine the synergistic impacts of practical blood flow restriction training and transcranial direct current stimulation on the electrical activity and dynamic strength of the biceps brachii throughout concentric and eccentric phases of motion. Methods. A total of 20 healthy participants were designated at random to either the SHAM-PBFR group or the TDCS-PBFR group. The SHAM-PBFR group was administered SHAM-TDCS and PBFR, whereas the TDCS-PBFR group was administered PBFR and Anodal-TDCS over the M1 with an intensity of 1.5. The participants executed dumbbell curls for the biceps at 80% of their 1RM. Following initial assessments, a covariance analysis was performed. Results. The findings indicate that the combination of TDCS and PBFR training did not result in a synergistic effect on dynamic strength, concentric phase electrical activity, or the full range of biceps brachii dumbbell curl motions. However, a synergistic effect was observed during the eccentric phase of motion. Conclusions. Our research shows that TDCS improves the efficiency and neuromuscular economy of muscle fiber recruitment during the eccentric phase of dumbbell curl movements when combined with PBFR training.